All right, let's talk about a time for release. You know, I've been talking us through, walking us through this time of release, renewal, and restoration. We began this discussion several weeks ago, and we took a look at each one of those with some technical differences between them. And with regards to release, I mentioned that we're taking a look at what we need to be released from. And I've also pointed out that we need to be aware of what we need to have released to us. What we need to be released from. The negative stuff that gets in the way of joy and peace, that gets in the way of us fulfilling our calling, fulfilling our destiny, which is never static. Remember, destiny is not, once I get to this point, I'm done, it's over, I'm through. No. Destiny is always moving. So it is your destiny to reach this phase of your life and excel at what you're doing. But the intention is for you to be here a while longer. And so it is your destiny to reach a higher phase, a higher level, accomplishing even more. That's part of your course. That's part of the course that's been set before you by the master. Once you get there and you're excelling there, it will be your destiny to be moved by the Spirit of God with your cooperation to the next level. And that's why I say your destiny, there's not an end point to it, unless you want to consider when we are finally living on the new earth in God's presence as your final destiny. But believe me when I say your movement to destiny is not a one-time event that you're through with once and for all in this temporary phase of life. Destiny is about moving through phases of life. And that's part of the beauty of it, because with destiny not being static, it keeps us challenged, which helps to keep life interesting. Although at times hectic, stressful, disappointing, and all of that, remember, the stress and the disappointment, the pain, etc., will not be eternal. If we'll simply remain faithful to God, no matter what, the day is coming when he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Everything that produced pain in our lives will be done away with. And the pain, too, it will all be wiped away. Listen, every tear will be wiped away. Did you shed tears because of sexual abuse? Every instance, every pain, every moment of pain, every trace of pain caused by that sexual abuse will be removed. Were you also a victim of bullying? The day is coming when every trace of pain caused by that bullying will be completely removed from you. I know it may be hard to imagine right now. And who among us has not experienced pain for one reason or another? Were you neglected by one or both of your parents? Every trace of that pain, with each tear associated with it, will be removed from you and will be replaced by peace, by the fullness of contentment, great joy, lasting joy. It doesn't matter how many people, how many circumstances caused you pain, and for how long. The day is coming when God will meticulously undo all the pain, uproot all the pain, and replace it all with tremendous joy, tremendous peace, tremendous satisfaction. So be encouraged by that. It's true. He told us, the Apostle John wrote it in Revelation. He's going to wipe away every tear, every tear, every tear. It would have been one thing if he had said all the tears. That would have said a lot. But the fact that he said every tear is letting us know how meticulous God is going to be to ensure that no pain remains. No pain is left behind. It will all be removed and replaced with joy, peace, godly self-esteem. All right, so release. We need to have a lot. We need to be released from stuff. And sometimes being released from stuff, as you discovered as we've gone through this discussion previously, means having bad stuff, dark stuff, evil stuff removed from us, taken out of us, as well as the things that we need to be removed from. But how about releasing to us? Let's begin in Joshua chapter 1 as we begin to take a look now at that which we need to have released to us. This is a time of release, restoration, and renewal. And please remember what I shared from the very beginning. Times of restoration, times of release, times of renewal are often ongoing situations. They're often progressive situations. Very often, I'm not saying always, but very often, there is a starting point. There is a period of progression until we finally get to the point where, for this temporary stage of life, we can reach a climax. We can reach a point where it is done. Doesn't mean we stop putting forth effort, but maybe we have been striving for a major change in our financial situation. And sometimes we look very carefully and we say, hey, wait a minute, hold up. I think that we're in the beginning stages of that change taking place. I've been doing without for so long, and I just sense that someone is going to care enough about me and have the ability to bring about a change, and they're going to bring about that change for me. They're going to help move me into another era financially. Maybe you've been waiting for quite some time for someone to come along who will marry you and be a good fit for you, a good spouse for you, and for whom you will be a good fit and a good spouse. And maybe something is going on that lets you know, that suggests to you that change in your singleness, your change from single to married, may be in its early stages, even though you may not have met the person yet. And of course, the sad news is we're not necessarily going to always have a happily ever after marriage. Most people don't. But we will have something that we can work with that can bring contentment. Maybe you're in the early stages of that happening. Don't forget, singles, you are worth much even in your single state. Back in just a few.